Matthew returned to making calls for the afternoon, but occasionally took a quick break to talk with Jolene. She had a photo of a fat beagle tacked to her cubicle wall, and shortly after getting Kirk, Matthew was able to start a conversation with her about dogs. They shared stories about their canine companions and started to form a friendship. Matthew even thought sometimes that she might be flirting with him. In the evenings, Matthew still ate dinner and watched television, but he didn't feel as hungry and his portion sizes lessened. He also had to take at least one or two more walks for Kirk to use the restroom, adding activity to Matthew's formerly sedentary evenings. And Matthew envisioned soon involving Jolene in some of his evenings, asking her over for dinner, cooking something she'd find impressive, and maybe walking their dogs together. Before he found Kirk scrounging for food in the garbage, none of this would have seemed possible. Somehow, this one small change had rearranged an entire life. As he settled in to sleep, Matthew practiced his intended question for the following day. "So, Jolene, Kirk and I were wondering if you and Patches might join us for dinner at my place,